College basketball's March Madness is just a few weeks away. It's a time when women's basketball gets a lot more attention, and that's especially true in Iowa, which has seen plenty of talented players step into the national spotlight. One of the latest is Audie Crooks, who plays for Iowa State University. She's been breaking records and topping score charts. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu stopped by a home game as more than 10,000 fans cheered for Crooks and the team.
It was loud in the arena. The Iowa State Cyclones were playing the Kansas State University Wildcats earlier this month. With less than 6 minutes left in the game, number 55, Iowa State's Audie Crooks, catches the ball from her teammate, pushes back, and swivels around for a layup. ISU fan Missy Sano says that type of move is what the crowd has come to expect.
It's just electric. When she gets the ball, it's just electric. Everybody, you know, looks to Audie to do great things, and she does great things. So
Crooks got lots of publicity 2 years ago when she scored 40 points in her NCAA tournament debut. Now, as a junior, she averages around 25 points per game. Joe Bartolo, one of Crooks' high school coaches, says in a time when three-pointers are considered a flashier part of the game, Crooks shows there's another way to play.
She kind of brings that old school, low post, tough mentality that you can still beat people by scoring twos and attract a lot of attention to open things up for your guards.
As a sophomore, she was the first center to score 600 points during the 2024-2025 season. With more than 600 points this season, Crooks' scoring streak continues. Her coach, Bill Fenley, says on top of good footwork, timing, and an ability to catch anything, there's something else that sets her apart.
Her physicality, her ability to play inside, in among a lot of bodies, is unique.
This is Fenley's 31st season with Iowa State, and he says he's never coached a player like Crooks. He says the modern-day basketball world doesn't have a lot of true centers like her, and ISU has had to learn new passes and plays as they take on other teams.
Because everyone's game plan is surrounded by what they do to her. So we've learned to expect everything, and we've tried to practice against everything.
Crooks is 6'3 with a broad frame. Her nickname is Lady Shaq. Like former NBA star center Shaquille O'Neal, she's dominant in the paint, the area near the basket. In high school, there was lots of criticism about her size on social media. That hasn't slowed in college. In an interview last December with the YouTube show Champion This, Crooks recalled first seeing comments online when she was 14 and in high school.
Every time a women's basketball player gets posted, it's either she's not as good as a man, or she looks weird, she does this differently, she this is that, or it becomes a beauty competition. It's like, no, I'm not here to look good, I'm here to hoop.
Coach Fenley says Crooks has been able to deflect the negative attention and serve as a role model for younger players. He says he gets an email almost every day from a parent saying how Crooks' example has encouraged their kids. During an interview on the Big 12 Conference's YouTube channel, Kirk said she's embraced the spotlight.
When we're going out as a team to dinner, little girls will stop me and ask me for pictures. I don't take that for granted, and I just make sure that I want to use my platform in the correct way and just be a leader, be a role model for those people, and it means a lot to me.
The Iowa State Cyclones won that home game against Kansas State University. Kirk scored 20 points. Abby Stratton is one of her admirers. She's a member of the team's pep band. When she goes home and tells people that, people automatically ask about Crooks.
People that don't know women's basketball at all, they know Audie Crooks. And that is so, it's so exciting to see this in my lifetime happen. And I'm so lucky to be alive at the same time as her.
Crooks still has one more year to play at Iowa State. And fans hope her next step will be the WNBA. For NPR News, I'm Isabella Liu in Des Moines.